This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 4th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Tonight, Israel's major cities are experiencing warm and clear conditions. In Tel Aviv, a pleasant evening continues with gentle breezes. Jerusalem is also mild and calm, perfect for a night stroll. Haifa shares this warm night, inviting a peaceful end to the day. Here are today's headlines. First, less than 2 minutes warning, the American defense arc plan against Iran has launched, reports Mariv just in. The Pentagon has started a covert evacuation of forces from the Middle East due to fears of an Iranian missile attack. Also, the Times of Israel noted earlier today that the Board of Peace appears to have shifted terms for an IDF pullback after meeting with the Prime Minister. A Gaza airstrike was reported shortly after. Also this hour, Ynet reports from earlier today that the U.S. military is calling for creative and unconventional ideas to punish Iran. A senior CENTCOM officer asked analysts for fresh ways to pressure Tehran. Separately, I-24 News reveals that the IRGC conducted an overnight drone attack on a U.S. base in Kuwait, just in. A cargo vessel of Oman was attacked soon after. And finally, in earlier reporting from I-24 News, a cargo vessel was attacked in the Strait of Hormuz shortly after the strike on the U.S. base in Kuwait. Here's what people are saying online. I24NEWS English wrote just minutes ago about the IRGC's overnight drone attack on a U.S. base in Kuwait. They confirmed the attack involved three drones. Eisenberg, a local commentator, posted recently about the killing of Diana Fez Abdelhadi Felfel, who was linked to PIJ in Jabalia. Eyal Yacobi shared breaking news just now that Catholic League president Bill Donohue urges New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani to skip this year's 9/11 memorial. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the American Defense ARC plan, as Mariv reports, the Pentagon's fear of an Iranian missile attack has led to a secretive evacuation of offensive forces from the Middle East. This move indicates increased tensions and a strategic repositioning in anticipation of conflict. For local civilians, this development suggests heightened alertness and uncertainty in the region. Turning to the Board of Peace, as reported by the Times of Israel, recent discussions with the Prime Minister have led to a shift in the terms for an IDF pullback. Previously, withdrawals were contingent on Hamas disarming, but the latest changes suggest a more flexible approach. This could impact peace talks and security arrangements for residents near the Gaza border. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights that the U.S. military's request for creative and unconventional strategies against Iran reflects frustration over the ineffectiveness of airstrikes in reaching a diplomatic solution. This call for innovation underscores the growing complexity of U.S.-Iran relations and may lead to unexpected military tactics in the region. In a related development, I-24 News reports an IRGC drone attack on a U.S. base in Kuwait, occurring overnight. This strike follows hours after the U.S. military's call for new strategies against Iran. The incident signifies escalating hostilities and could influence U.S. military posture in the Gulf. Finally, the attack on a cargo vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, as I-24 News describes, raises concerns about maritime security in this critical oil transit route. Such actions could disrupt global shipping and increase tensions between Iran and Western powers. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that the decline in inflation has ended and prices are expected to rise again. Analysts predict that the Bank of Israel will adjust its policies in response, affecting consumers, BX10 MES, and businesses alike. Separately, CTech reviews the Oppo Find X9 Ultra, branding it a potential top-tier smartphone. With impressive specs, it enters a tough market, appealing to tech enthusiasts in Israel and beyond. And finally, Walla Business investigates the mysterious disappearance of over 50 million shekels from Slice. The finance committee is now involved, raising questions about financial transparency and accountability in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.